Great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
He's here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Hello, America. Mark Levin here. Our number, 877-381-3811, 877-381-3811. We had this wonderful interview with President Trump last evening, and the media couldn't stand it. Oh, they couldn't stand it. The president, when he does a one-on-one interview and he's not constantly interrupted or attacked by Democrats dressed up as journalists and hosts, he really gives a compelling interview. He's very, very interesting, very sharp. It all comes across. So I want to play the part that seems to be upsetting our Democrat Party media. Of course, are loathsome buffoons who have lied about so much that it's hard to keep track. They are radical Democrats. Aaron Burnett on the Constipated News Network. Just another clown dressed up as a journalist. And, of course, they bring on Adam Kinzinger. Adam Kinzinger is a phony. Guy ran as a Tea Party candidate originally. Now he's a drama queen. And he's grifting on CNN. He's grifting on CNN. Part of the January 6th committee, which needs to be investigated. And that hasn't been investigated yet, but I'm sure they'll get around to it. There's a lot to do. But let's begin with this. Cut one, my interview with the president. Just a minute or so. Cut one, go, please.
You know, Qatar and Egypt say, we think we have a ceasefire with Hamas. You know, the American people have watched this over and over and over again. You had Witkoff there. You've been involved. Everybody's trying to get Hamas to give them. And what is it? We'll give them half the hostages. I think probably people have had enough of this, don't you?
Well, you saw my statement a few days ago.
I sure did.
So, first of all, they weren't going to give back any hostages. I'm the one that got all the hostages back. By the way, Steve Witkoff does a great job. It's, you know, a very hard job. But I used him because he's a very wonderful person that everybody likes. And he's a good deal maker. And he's done a great job. But, you know, these people also change their minds. So what happened is we worked hard. We got all these hostages back. I've had so many letters from parents and from the kids themselves and the people that got out. But I got them back, Mark. You wouldn't have even had any, you wouldn't have gotten any, and none of these people would have been back. But I got them back, worked with your friend Bibi. He's a good man. He's in there fighting. He's fighting, you know, they're trying to put him in jail on top of everything else. How about that? He's
nuts.
He's a war hero. Because we work together. He's a war hero. I guess I am too.
Yep.
Nobody cares, but I am too. I mean, I sent those planes. You know, 22 years. The pilots came. I rewarded them. I brought them all to the Oval Office, the people having to do with that whole operation, which was so perfect, which was a total obliteration.
And then Aaron Burnett at the Constipated News Network, which literally is a bleep on the ratings radar, to the extent it's on the radar at all. These people get paid a fortune for nothing. I mean, when is that going to shake out? Anyway, she's a moron, very low IQ, and she plays the role of the dummy of the left on the Constipated News Network, as they all do. Same with MSLST. Oh, excuse me. MS Now. BS Now. So listen to this idiot, Burnett. She's talking to Kingsinger. Cut to go.
Congressman, I wanted to ask you something Trump had said about the start of the war, but he actually just was on a radio show a moment ago.
Excuse me, it's my show, Missy. May I call you Missy? Aaron Burnett. Go ahead.
It was, and he was talking about the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and he said something that I have to play for you. You've got to hear this.
So listen, you got to hear this. You know, we got to mock this. Go ahead. He's a war hero.
Together, he's a war hero. I guess I am, too.
Yep.
Nobody cares, but I am, too. I mean, I sent those planes.
Mm-hmm. Now we have Adam Kingsinger, a drama queen and a grifter on CNN. Go ahead.
When I said at the top, Adam, that I wanted to mention that you had flown missions over Iraq and Afghanistan, I didn't think that I would be putting you in the position of having to comment on Trump calling himself a war hero. But
Aaron, you are a complete putz. Why don't you just answer your own question, you idiot? Instead, Kingsinger. He flew war missions. I know a lot of great heroes who flew a lot of missions. I really do. But why do you bring Kingsinger on? Not because he flew war missions. He just happened to be there. Because he hates Trump. He hates Trump. He's condemned his own party. He's condemned the majority in the House. That's why you have him there. Not because he flies war missions. We have a lot of Republicans in Congress who've flown war missions. Who've lost their legs. Who've defended our country. But you don't bring them on to comment on Trump, do you? You bring Kingsinger. Kingsinger. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, look, this is just nuts. This is nuts. And they're going to find, his people are going to find a way to justify this. Listen, when they were putting out something honoring...
All right, that's enough. He goes off in the Never Never Land. Yeah, let me justify what he said. See, they hate him and they hate Netanyahu. But they love Biden and they love appeasers, pacifists. Oh, yeah. They even love these moron fake MAGA who go out there, the isolationists. So they keep quoting and they give them headlines and on and on and on. Netanyahu, number one, is a war hero. Now let me tell you who else was a war hero. Abraham Lincoln. The Civil War. He's the commander-in-chief. He didn't fight in any battles. One of the greatest war heroes in humankind. Let me tell you who another great war hero was. I don't even like his politics. Franklin Roosevelt. Leading our country during World War II. He didn't fight in any battles. But he was the commander-in-chief. A war hero. Let me tell you about another war hero. Who didn't fight in any battles. Ronald Reagan. Who defeated the Soviet Union. Three great war heroes who never saw battle. And then there's Donald Trump. We have two Bushes, one Clinton, one Obama, one Biden, all said that there's no way Iran is ever going to get a nuclear warhead or nuclear missiles on their watch. That's what they said. And they did nothing. Zero. So it falls to Donald Trump. And he has to make a decision. And fake MAGA isolationist Jew haters are all talking about how this is going to lead to World War III. They've never apologized. Have all said Israel's going to drag us into a war. Israel has never dragged us into a war. What war did Israel drag us into? None. But it doesn't matter. Facts don't matter when you're a bigot. And if the mission had gone wrong, like when Carter sent helicopters to deal with Iran, it went terribly wrong, Donald Trump would have taken all the blame as a failure.
But it went beyond perfect. It really did.
And those sites were obliterated. Prior presidents said they wouldn't put up with it, and he was the one who ended it. The prior president, Biden, was funding it. He was funding the enemy. But they try to mock Trump.
The fact is, Netanyahu is a war hero, and the fact is, so is Trump. He didn't have to fly a bomber. He didn't have to fly a jet fighter. He didn't have to actually see personally combat. He was the commander-in-chief. He was in charge.
And he made the right decision. He made the right decision. It was a great interview, not because of me, because of the president. And what he said was accurate. But the media, you know how the media operate. They're mindless, they're repetitive, they're boring, they're predictable. They're left-wing and they're Democrats. The only reason Adam Kinzinger is on CNN isn't because he flew jet fighters or bombers. That's not why he's there. It's not why he's there, the moron. He's being used, and he likes it. He likes it. He's turned on his president. He's turned on his party. He's being used. It's the same reason John Bolton's on CNN. I like John Bolton. It's because he attacks the president, and he attacks his own party. That's why John Bolton's there. These are the repubics who show up on these networks. Michael Steele on MSNBC, I don't think he flew any jets. Why do you think he's on MSNBC, former RNC chairman? Because he trashes his president and he trashes his party. That's why he's there. They haven't brought on any Republicans in Congress who fought in Afghanistan, who fought in Iraq, who were injured, who've lost limbs, to comment on the president's comment. No, it's Kinzinger. Kinzinger. We're on to these bastards, all of them. We're on to them. I'll be right back.
Much love in.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
When the North State weather takes its toll on your roof, trust the experts who know the best. Hunter Roofing has been protecting homes and businesses throughout the North Valley for over 70 years. Our certified team delivers quality workmanship using premium materials built to withstand our hot summers and wet winters. Free estimates, competitive pricing, and a commitment to excellence that's made us Redding's most trusted roofing company. Continuing our legacy of craftsmanship and reliability, Hunter Roofing. Call us at 530-999-5622. 530-999-5622.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
I'm here today with my insurance agent of about 12 years, Kevin Wall from Allstate. He's located at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Now, Kevin, what is it that has made you such a successful insurance office for, what, almost 30 years?
Yes, actually, 28 years, June 1st. And the fact that we genuinely care about our clients and want to do what's best to make sure we take care of their insurance needs.
I remember when my daughter had her accident, and Allstate and your office was right there to help with the claims process.
As I mentioned, we have great staff and customer service. We really do go the extra mile. And with Allstate, if you qualify for the California Good Driver discount, you can most likely get started with as low as 1 month down.
Now, do people have to wait until the renewal to get started?
No, absolutely not. Whether your policy is coming up for renewal now or if you're midterm, it really doesn't matter. We can usually get you covered within about 15 minutes from when you call. Whether it's auto, home, or anything else that needs insured, if you just give us a call or text us, we'd be glad to help you. 530-222-2306.
Folks, we're living in a time when America's most cherished values are being challenged. Values like faith, family, and freedom. And that's why I support AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. AMAC is the choice for Americans who care deeply about preserving the principles that have guided this nation for generations. As a member of the Association of Mature American Citizens, you'll receive access to fantastic benefits and discounts on travel, insurance, prescription services, as well as exclusive member-only tools and resources. And what are my personal favorites? The AMAC magazine, packed with meaningful content, insightful interviews, and updates you won't find anywhere else. Right now, you can join for as little as $1.20 a month. Hello, with a 5-year membership. That's an incredible value. So don't wait. Go to amac.us/livein. That's amac.us/LEVIN. Become a member right away. Stand with AMAC. Help keep the values we hold dear going strong for future generations. That's amac.us/LEVIN.
There's a reason liberals line up for a smackdown. Free government cheese from Mark Levin.
I'm going to read something to you, folks. Yes, from On Power. I hope you have your copy. Hope you'll get your copy. I deal a lot with Marxism in this book, not exclusively, but that's what we're dealing with right now in this country, Marxism and Islamism. And I write, I turn to Marxism, which, despite its various versions, provides the greatest, albeit not exclusive, threat to the American experiment. In fact, Marx directly and often denounced natural law and individual liberty, that is, our Declaration of Independence, as all would-be autocrats must. For example, in the Communist Manifesto, Marx stated the following. Now, I'm telling you this not just merely because it's history, but because, as they say, history repeats itself, and you're hearing the Democrats talk just like this. He wrote, "The selfish misconceptions that induce you to transform into eternal laws of nature and of reason, the social form springing from your present mode of production and form of property, historical relations that rise and disappear in the progress of production, the misconception you share with every ruling class that has preceded you, what you see clearly in the case of ancient property, that you admit in the case of feudal property, you are, of course, forbidden to admit in the case of your own bourgeois form of property." This is his thuggish way of saying, when you look at history, which is all about economics and materialism, you people today, you so-called capitalists, you know better than the worst of the feudalists. And by now, this should be familiar, as I write, not only because of the early discussion of Marxism in the book, but the earlier highlights from Woodrow Wilson's writings. For Marx and his progeny, this is important, the idea of individual rights is the problem. It is, he argues, and I tell you this because of Mondami, because of Bernie Sanders, because of Tlaib and Omar and AOC, and this growing element within the Democrat Party. It is, he argues, that is individual liberty and individual rights, intended to keep individuals as islands unto themselves, disconnected and isolated from each other. Each jealousy guards its own interests, including property, and sees others as adversaries and antagonists rather than as part of a society and or a social being. Now, this produces, he writes, he argues, a dehumanized and hollow man, remarkable considering what we know about Marxism's unspeakable inhumanity. For the broader society, Marx contends that capitalism produces neither liberty nor equality, but rather inequality and self-centeredness. To be truly liberated, the individual must go through not only a political transformation, but a social revolution. That is, cutting all social bonds to religion and even family, destroying the existing society and remaking human beings. Everything they have been taught, experienced, and think must be abolished. After all, he alleges the bourgeoisie control all aspects and nature of the political and social arrangements that spring from capitalism. Therefore, every bit of it must be eradicated. I want you to listen to this. This is from Marx. Abolition of the family. Even the most radical flare-up at this infamous proposal of the communists. This is him writing in the Communist Manifesto. On what foundation is the present family? The bourgeois family based on capital, on private gain. It is completely in its completely developed form, this family exists only among the bourgeoisie. But this state of things finds its complement in the practical absence of the family among the proletarians and in public prostitution. Now, proletarians were the working bees, and the bourgeois were the, you know, landowners. So proletarians in our country today would be the broad middle class. So you don't have families, he says. Of course, he didn't know there would be a broad middle class either. He was wrong about everything. I'll go on. He writes, the bourgeois family will vanish as a matter of course when its complement vanishes, and both will vanish with the vanishing of capital. Do you charge us with wanting to stop the exploitation of children by their parents? To this crime, we plead guilty. But you say we destroy the most hallowed of relations when we replace home education by social, that is, by government education. And your education, is not that also social and determined by the social conditions under which you educate, by the intervention, direct or indirect, of society by means of schools? The communists have not invented the intervention of society in education. They do but seek to alter the character of that intervention and to rescue education from the influence of the ruling class. They want to rescue it from the family, from parents. The bourgeois claptrap about the family and education, he writes, about the hallowed co-relation of parents and child, becomes all the more disgusting the more, by the action of modern industry, all the family ties among the proletarians are torn asunder and their children transformed into simple articles of commerce and instruments of labor. See how angry he is? This is where Montgomery County, Maryland, Loudoun County, Virginia, all these counties in our country, all these school boards in our country, get the idea that there's no such thing as parental rights. They get it from Marx. That there's no such thing as parental permission for abortions, even parental knowledge about what's taking place with their children. This is what they believe. This is who they are, America. This is why this book is so important. I do all the research. I've done all the work, and I've done it as a happy warrior. On power, you see things going on around you. See things being done to your family, your property, your children, and on and on and on. There's a reason for it. Get your copy of On Power, Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, Walmart, any retailer. By the way, Costco has it on sale for like $16-17. Folks, I want to talk to you about something that's deeply personal to me as a proud American and Jew, and that is the people of Israel. The Bible, both the Torah, the Jewish scriptures, and the Christian New Testament make it clear God's promises to Israel are everlasting. And now more than ever, Christians and Jews must come together to defend those promises and support the people of Israel. That's why I've partnered with the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. For over 40 years, this trusted ministry has faithfully provided nutritious food, care, and critical life-saving aid to Israel's most vulnerable, the poor and the elderly, many of whom are Holocaust survivors. This is about faith. It's about values. It's about standing with our allies and honoring the shared biblical heritage that binds Jews and Christians together. So I'm asking you, my fellow patriots, my fellow believers, please join me and the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. To learn more and find out how you can help, visit levinforthefellowship.org. That's L-E-V-I-N for the fellowship.org.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Big news, Redding. Grange Co-op is now open at 55 Lake Boulevard, and we've been busy stocking the shelves just for you. From farm and ranch supplies to garden, pet, and home goods, we've got what you need. Celebrate with us August 15th through the 24th and save big. Get 15% off GMB soils, 20% off Monrovia nursery stock, and 25% off Wrangler, Ariat, and Cinch shirts, jackets, and vests. We're proud to join the Redding community. Come celebrate with us. Visit GrangeCoop.com/Redding to learn more. Sale only valid at the Redding store.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
When you need a workers' compensation attorney, the only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. Call us at 530-262-2168. Or schedule online at GormanComplaw.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us.
This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest
every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Then, the thunder on the right. Call in now, 877-381-3811.
We'll be going to our callers immediately after I tell you about this. This is unconstitutional. You've heard someone in the media, maybe a podcast, a show, say this. We shouldn't just take their word for it. We should take the time to read and understand the Constitution, the meaning. Understand by ourselves what it means. But Hillsdale College is going to make that really easy right now. That's why I'm excited that they're offering a brand new free online course called The Federalist. Federalist Papers. Absolute genius. They explain how the United States Constitution established a government strong enough to secure the rights of its citizens and enough, safe enough to wield that power. The balance. Power checking power, as Montesquieu said. Hillsdale's online course on the Federalist includes 10 lectures, each about 30 minutes long, and you can take the course at your own pace. There's no cost to sign up. Go right now to levinforhillsdale.com to enroll. Again, no cost, easy to get started. That's L-E-V-I-N for Hillsdale.com. levinforhillsdale.com. Register for free. Jump it. You're going to love it, by the way. You're going to love that course. You're going to love these other courses. What a rare institution Hillsdale is, really. Take advantage of this opportunity. All right, let's take a few calls, shall we? Yes, we can. Kurt, Duluth, Minnesota, on the Mark Levin app. I remember Kurt from Duluth, Minnesota. Kurt, how are you?
Good, good, Mark. How are you? Good to talk to you again.
You too, sir. You were at the Reagan Library.
I was. It was a worthwhile event, great experience, and it was, you know, you spoke earlier about this crazy world we live in, and it didn't seem that way there. It was a very good experience.
I agree. It was a lot of fun with regular patriots, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Very, it was a blast.
All right, what you got? Anything else?
Well, I'm calling as a short-time listener, lifetime follower. You know, I just want to talk about your book on power. And I just can't thank you enough for the knowledge that you have given us over the years, especially with this book on power. Knowledge, I guess, if knowledge is power, which I think it is, on power does not disappoint. And reading on power, I think, will give anyone power to do what is right in upholding our institutions whose establishment has cost us so much. And it's just, in educating others, it's just, it's a priceless gem.
You know what? You're very, very kind. No, I don't know Kurt other than having met him, and I remember him because he was from Minnesota. He came a long way to come to the Reagan Library, and I want to thank you for that. And the people in that line, did you get to know anybody in front of you or behind you, Kurt?
Five in front of us and five behind us at least, and then all throughout the Reagan Library there must have been 20 more people.
Isn't it amazing, the camaraderie that's built there? I just love that event every couple of years. I love it.
Yes, it was great, and the food was amazing.
It is, yeah. Kurt, I want to thank you, brother. Fantastic. It was a pleasure to meet you. You take care of yourself, too, and God bless you.
Appreciate it.
Folks, if you look at the real comments on Amazon.com, I'm not talking about the ones that say, you know, Mark sucks, you know, that kind of stuff. But if you read the real comments, I think you're going to really get a good handle on the book. And, you know, we have a dear friend, Giovanna. And her husband is a dear friend, Ken. And she read the book. She's a top, top, top lawyer. Big time. Big time lawyer. Very smart. And she said to us, she was at the Reagan Library. She read it twice. She underlined it. She doggy-eared it. And enjoyed it very, very much. Now, that's a big test right there. Another one? My mother-in-law, Sylvia. She's been reading it, going through it. That's a big test, too. She loves it. So I tell you this from friends and family alike. And there's our friend Kurt from Minnesota, who loves it. Who loves it. Let's go to Doug. Clifton, Virginia. I actually know where that is. The great WMAL. Yes, sir.
One of the many problems that these Democrats and liberals have is they don't know what a hero is. They think a successful athlete or movie star or musician is a hero.
But what
a
God, hero great, is point, really a person. Great point, man. Great point. Go
ahead. Yeah, no worries. A hero is somebody who voluntarily puts at risk for the sake of another person or their country, their fortunes, their liberty, and their lives.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump voluntarily entered politics. He was living the sweet life. He did not have to go into this mess. And these Democrats and liberals in these fake, phony, fraud court cases have been trying to put him in jail. He's had to spend millions and millions of dollars to defend himself. And heck, he was almost assassinated. Mm-hmm. If he had not moved his head and only his ear had been hit, he could have lost his life. So as far as I'm concerned, he's checked every box.
You know what? This is such a great call. You're such a great caller. And those are excellent points. Absolutely excellent points. Yeah, he's a war hero for what he did, and he's a hero, period, for what he's gone through. Good for you. Doug, don't hang up. We're going to send Doug a signed copy of On Power. Don't hang up. We'll get your full name and address, my friend. Fantastic. Let's go to a caller who is calling from a location I wish I was at right now with my wife. We love Ocean City, New Jersey. Love it, love it, love it. Greg, that's where you're from. XM Satellite, go right ahead.
Hi, Mark. Thanks for talking with me.
Now, are you actually on the island there, the Barrier Island?
I am. I am on Central Avenue between 31st and 32nd Street.
And how close are you to the ocean?
I could, if my arm was what it was like 20 years ago, I'd be able to throw it to the beach.
That's just, isn't it? I love that place. And the food is unbelievable. Yeah. It just is. And you can go to Margate and eat other stuff, too, and... Oh, yeah. Go right ahead, my friend.
Yeah. I was, you know, going from your discussion about Kurtz, about Adam Kinzinger and him being a quote-unquote spokesperson that Nicole Wallace relies on. I told your call screener, you know, just a few days ago, when Susan Rice was pontificating about how wrong Trump was about what's going on and, you know, with Putin and
right.
Zelensky. I'm like, you know, I want to remind people that Susan Rice, when she's in a position of authority in the administration, I believe maybe national security advisor or something like that, she said that Bo Bergdahl served with honor and distinction. Do people remember Bo Bergdahl?
Mm-hmm.
A deserter who caused other Army members to go out and war for him, when he was, in fact, a deserter, and several of those people got killed by the Taliban in that process. So, you know, that is not serving with honor and distinction.
And you're right. It's loathsome. Greg, I got to go. The connection's bad, but great, great points. Great points. Let's continue, shall we? Yes, we can. Pete, Albany, New York, XM Satellite. Pete, go right ahead, please.
Hello, Mark. It's a pleasure to talk with you.
Thank you,
both
Pete.
Former prosecutors. I've listened to you.
No, I'm not a prosecutor. Litigator, but not a prosecutor.
Okay, all right. Well, anyway, you read between the lines. I agree with you. Donald Trump is a hero. Beebe's a hero. Donald Trump, I applaud him and his efforts to try to bring peace throughout the world. Beebe's a tough man. He's doing what he has to do. God bless Israel. I'm Catholic, but we need each other. And Israel is the center of our culture, and you mentioned Judeo-Christian symbolism, which to me is very, very important. We need the Ten Commandments. We need morality. We need family. Marx is full of baloney. The Democrats look for anti-heroes. They look for anti-heroes.
Ah.
They look for weak people, and then they build them up. I think I don't know if you like Taylor Swift or not. I kind of like a couple of her songs.
She I don't really care, to be honest. I know a lot of people do like her, but what do I know?
There's one... I agree with you, but there's one line she said in there, it must be exhausting all those rooting for the anti-hero. And I never forgot that line, because that's what the Democrats do. They continually root for the people who don't accomplish anything, who are anti-society, can't accomplish much.
We've got great callers tonight. No, that's a great point. They're rooting for the illegal alien, they're rooting for the criminal, they're rooting... No, yeah, it's a great point. All right, my brother. Thank you for your call. No, it's a great point. Now, if you are with one of the big three wireless carriers, AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile, you're getting ripped off, in my humble opinion. You're getting ripped off. You're paying for thousands of retail stores you never go into. You're paying for unnecessary perks you never use. You're paying a massive premium for what you think is superior 5G service. It's great service. Great. And Pure Talk uses exactly the same 5G network and exactly the same 5G towers. The service is great. But you're getting ripped off. That's the point. The only difference is they don't charge you for any of the garbage. And Pure Talk is a company that was founded by a veteran, based in the United States, employs patriots, customer service, speaks beautiful English. Pure Talk gives you unlimited talk, text, plenty of data, just $25 a month. Now that's less than half the price of the big guys during a time when saving a buck really matters. I'm a Pure Talk customer. I made the switch. You should too. You can keep your phone and phone number, by the way. They make this painless. What's painful is getting that bill from the big three, one of them, every damn month with this, the huge charges. So folks, do this from your cell phone. Dial #250, say Mark Levin. You'll save an additional 50% off your first month, and you can switch over to Pure Talk in as little as 10 minutes. Hello, hello, hello. Dial #250. It's that simple. Say the keyword Mark Levin. Switch to Pure Talk. Again, dial #250, #250. Say the keyword Mark Levin. You'll switch to Pure Talk in as little as 10 minutes, and you'll start saving money immediately. Wireless by Americans and for Americans. We'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Get ready for the day with the Sue McClain News Hour on KCNR. Your weekday weather forecast sets you up to seize any moment, rain or shine. Brought to you by the Queen of Dragons, a value-driven local spot offering premium flour, edibles, and concentrates with free delivery to Shasta Lake. Their Flower Friday special lasts all weekend till supplies run out. Hurry over. Check them out on X, Facebook, or thequeenofdragons.com. KCNR keeps you in the loop every day.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us. What shall we do about
them? Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers.
Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Most people have no idea there's an invisible gap in their home's protection. This invisible threat is house stealing. Con artists pick a house, they transfer the deed of this house into their name by obtaining the forms, using the fake IDs, and filing the paperwork with proper authorities. Now they own the home. Protect your home from this invisible gap. Check on your home's title right now at HomeTitleLock.com. Be sure to use promo code RADIO and they will send you a complete title scan of your home's title. And your first 30 days of triple lock title protection is free. HomeTitleLock.com.
You know, Americans love using their credit cards, one of the most secure and hassle-free ways to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com, guardyourcard.com, paid for by the Electronic Payments Coalition.
Passionate.
Just pathetic.
He's funny.
Get off the phone, you big dope.
And you always learn something. Mark Levin is on the radio.
You know, you got morons like this Eddie Claudet Jr. on MSLSD. Excuse me. On MS Now, which is BS Now, with Chris Jansen. Redistricting is a thing of the past, part of the racist agenda of the Trump administration. Really? It's not part of the racist agenda of the Newsom administration? Or that fat slob governor of Illinois? Or that weirdo who's the governor of New York? No? And Obama's now traveling the country? He's excited. He's motivated. He's cheering on. Gerrymandering. Is he a racist, too? Is he? Could be. Katie Porter. Very unpleasant person in every respect. In every respect. 2026 is our only chance to put a check on Trump's effort to trample our Constitution. Trample our Constitution. I would like to know exactly how, if there were a real reporter anywhere, anywhere, he's trampling on the Constitution. Michael Steele. What a moron that guy is. What an embarrassment to his family that puke is. The reality is Trump wants to take the DOJ, FBI, military, and make them his personal cadre of enforcers. At what price did they buy you, Steele, over at MSLSD? You're one of the biggest jackasses in broadcasting. But there are many, so you're part of a large group. We have Ken Martin, the DNC chair, on BS Now. What we're seeing is Trump's authoritarian regime is a march towards full-on fascism. This is why they're losing support. People are sick of their big mouths, their stupid comments, their low IQs. They offer nothing to the average person. Nothing. Zero. Except bullcrap. They've been talking about Hitler and dictatorships in his first term, in his second term. Well, where is it? Where is it? I don't see it. Do you see it? Where is it? Let's go to Lee, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. XM Satellite. I think that's my wife's, one of her favorite cities. Go ahead, Lee. How are you?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we'd love to have you and your wife here in Pittsburgh.
Well, first of all, I want to congratulate you and your Steelers for finally getting a quarterback last month. And I know that was a harrowing experience, but there he is.
He's here, and we're just resting him now. We don't want to ding him up before we get started.
No, that's right. You don't want to tick him off.
Yeah. No. Listen, I always wanted to thank you for picking up the Rush Limbaugh flag when we lost Rush.
Well, aren't you sweet? I don't know that I have. He's a dear, dear friend of mine, but...
Oh, you did. Yes, you did. No. Yes, you're the only one that has, and we appreciate it. And I listen all the time here, and I videotape twice a Saturday, Sunday, and... Here I caught you on Hugh.
Well, Lee, you know what they say at these show. These book signings I'm going. You know what they say? I look better in person than I do on TV. I think they're right. I think they're right. You know who does my makeup when I go on TV, Lee? You want an inside secret I'll just share with you? You want to know who does my makeup? Me! I do it! I have two compacts. I fluff it on, take about 2.5 minutes, and then I sit down. That's part of the problem, isn't it, Lee? All these other people, they're caking up the makeup. They got the eyelashes going. They got the lip gloss. Me, Mr. Schmuck, I just put on a little powder here. A little powder will do you. And I sit down and do my show. Anyway, now you know the inside story, Lee.
You're looking good. We'll keep it between us. You look good as you sound. But
thank you.
Yeah, I caught you also on Hugh Hewitt with the show about the On Power book, and that was excellent. I felt like I got a good insight on it.
Thank you.
But you know, with these wars going on, and they're trying to make peace and all, but we've always had war with Israel, certainly, and now Ukraine and Russia.
Mm-hmm.
There's a quote here on our memorial in town, and it's from Plato.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, "Only the dead have seen the end of war."
It's so true.
And yes.
That's why when these people say, "We're tired of the forever wars," I think to myself, you're misstating what you're talking about. You're tired of getting into wars that we shouldn't get into. But forever wars, until evil is abolished, and it never will be here, and before man is perfected, and man can't be perfected here, there's going to be violence, and there's going to be wars. And if you're somebody who reads the Bible, that should become fairly obvious to you. It's not that you're happy about it. It is what it is.
Amen, yes. And that Plato quote was so insightful to me,
mm-hmm.
that only the dead have seen the end of war. So God bless them.
Listen, you're terrific. Don't hang up. I want to get your full name and send you, excuse me, cholera. And I want to send you a signed copy of my book. So don't hang up. You're very, very kind.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you, brother. Mary Jane, Palm Springs, California, the great KNWS. How are you?
Hi, Mr. Levin. I'm good. How are you?
Let me look. I'm good, thank you.
And you know, the makeup job you do, what you wear, everything is perfect. Don't change a thing.
Now, well, you know what's weird? Question. May I be honest, Mary Jane? You know, the kids come into the bathroom, and there's a trash can in there. You know, I'm at the sink, and it's near my studio, and they see all these little, what do they call these? These sponge triangles or whatever they are. I'm putting makeup on and so forth and so on, and the girls say to me, "You know what? Dad, you use more makeup than we do." Now, that is embarrassing, Mary Jane. I have to tell you. Mr. Producer, would you take Mary Jane's number so we can give her time tomorrow, please? I appreciate it. I want to salute all you heroes out there. Thank you so much. Grab your copy of On Power. I want to thank Mr. Producer, who's sitting in for Mr. Producer, Mr. Call Screener. Everybody's fantastic. Keep hope alive. See you.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, If we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This is Colonel Danny Gilman, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.